This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A hospital president and the director of the health commission in the northern Chinese city, Qingdao, have been fired after China's latest coronavirus outbreak. A brief notice on the city government's official microblog says that the two people were placed under further investigation. No other details are given. Authorities ordered testing of all 9 million people in the city after a total of 12 cases, including those not displaying COVID-19 symptoms, were discovered over the weekend, accounting for China's first local transmissions in about 2 months. Similar mass testing campaigns have taken place after previous outbreaks. China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, has largely eradicated the virus domestically, but remains on guard against imported cases in a second wave of domestic transmission. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Conway G. Gettins explains, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of COVID-19 lockdowns.
From France to Spain to England, all across the continent, Europe is facing a nightmare scenario, battling a resurgence of COVID-19 before the onset of winter. New COVID-19 infections are hitting about 100,000 a day across Europe. That far eclipses the daily new infection rate in the U.S. of about 51,000. Europe is now responsible for about a third of all global new cases. But the resurgent virus isn't limited to Europe. 22 American states set records for increases in new cases so far this month.
That is Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. And President Emmanuel Macron in France is ordering a nighttime curfew of Paris and eight other French cities to contain the spread of